Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Wednesday edition as we kick off hour number one. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. Enjoy them for free. freetalklive.com. We go to Greeley, Colorado to start things out tonight. The Associated Press press reporting, outside a meatpacking plant fence here, a frustrated Tony Garcia watched as Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE, agents swarmed inside. "We need help," he yelled to them. "We need answers." There were a few of those answers Tuesday as agents began their initial sweep through Swift and Company plants in six states, arresting illegal immigrants who had bought or stolen other people's identities to help them get Swift jobs. Can you imagine this, Mark? People coming here to want, you know, they actually want to work?
Yeah, it's terrible. The whole idea that they might come across our borders and not go through the years and years of paperwork that it takes to get there.
Now,
because they want to get jobs and
right.
feed their families.
Now, they're going to say that these people are criminals, right? They're going to say they're criminals because they stole somebody's identity. Well, they only stole the identities if that indeed is true and trials haven't happened yet or anything like that.
And sometimes they just make fake identities, and sometimes the people are dead.
That much is all true. But let's presume that they did steal somebody's identification. Well, the only reason they did that was because we have so many laws here in the United States where, you know, that require identification, that these laws that prevent people from immigrating here. If we didn't have the immigration laws and people were able to just cross borders freely, then they'd have no reason to steal anybody's identification. They'd be able to come across and say, "Hi, my name is Raul Gomez, and I want to come work for you." They wouldn't have to go through this black market process of taking other people's identities or manufacturing fake ones.
That's true, and also with identity theft, it's bad security to centralize all your data in one place. That's why identity theft is becoming so rampant, because of the centralization rather than the compartmentalization of your data, which was like 20, 30 years ago.
So everything's tied into your social security number.
Yes.
Right. You know, I mean, I can understand why people say that they want to have, you know, the rules followed at the border. Rules are good. It's nice to have people follow rules. But there's no way to stop it. There's no way to stop
the tide of immigration,
people from coming here, because it's just too alluring. The idea that you might be able to come to a country, work hard, feed your family, and the next generation, your kids won't have to scrape
actually,
like you did.
You know,
you won't have to live in a corrugated tin shack.
You're wrong, Mark, and I'd like to explain why. There is a way to stop it. If you really want to stop immigration, all you have to do is succeed in making America less free than its surrounding neighbors.
Yeah, less desirable to live in.
Right. Problem solved, right? Yeah,
then we'll all move to Mexico.
Right, but then they can start kicking us out of Mexico. But yeah, that's the only way it's going to stop. Now, a conservative, so-called, or one of these immigration controllers could get on and say, "Well, how can you say we can't stop it? We haven't even tried yet. This is the first of just a few raids, Mark. We barely even scratched the surface on this war on immigration."
I can really go into that if you'd like. First off, we have tried over the years to stop immigration. We have people on the border. We have checkpoints. You have border control agents. We pay these people in order to control the border. What's happening? They're bribing them and driving people.
That's why we need to get the military down on the border.
Then they're going to bribe the military. And the fact is, everything you come up with,
the military is unbribable.
They can't be bought.
The military's more bribable, because what you're talking about is a 19-year-old kid with an automatic weapon, not a 35-year-old man in a border outfit. The 19-year-old kid's making half of the border control guy. I'm sorry.
And he's got $20,000 in credit card debt.
Yeah, twice as bribable. And I don't care what you do. You can have, you know, the wall, heat-sensing machine guns.
Yeah, all
I mean, helicopters, border ninjas, people, the whole deal. You can have the whole deal, and people are going to get across because they want to get across. Look at the Chinese. The Chinese are willing to get into these boats and come across the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean is bigger than your stinking wall.
Mm.
And they're getting here. The fact is, it costs them more. They work in indentured servitude longer, but they're just going to come. No matter what, they're going to come. And in the process of trying to stop illegal immigration, all you're doing is chipping away at my freedoms.
Not only are you chipping away
at my freedoms.
Not only are you chipping away at freedoms, but you're also chipping away at the economy. You're chipping away at business owners being able to run their businesses without having the feds kick in the door like they did here at Swift & Company in six states. Garcia, who said he has friends who work at the Greeley plant, was worried about the fate of school children whose parents were arrested that day. Who's going to pick them up, he asked.
Yeah.
The raids capped... The government doesn't care about that.
No.
Raids capped a 10-month investigation into an identity theft scheme that may have hundreds of victims, both U.S. citizens and legal residents, officials said. Authorities didn't say how many people were arrested at the plants in the six states. The United Food and Commercial International Union workers said it would ask federal judges in all six states to halt the raids. Union spokeswoman Jill Kishen said attorneys were gathering details before filing the request. Now, isn't it interesting that the union is stepping in here?
Well, I mean, let's hope so. The unions have often been, throughout our history, for immigrants, because it's always been hard on immigrants. Not as hard as it is now, but...
I sort of thought the unions would want to protect their, the white people that make up the unions. I guess that's not the case.
They also want to sign up new members sometimes, too.
And, you know, there's different unions. The unions, obviously, of auto workers, I would imagine, up in Detroit is probably mostly white. It's just a guess. I don't know. But unions are going to be trying to help immigrants largely, and more so as time goes by. I have just a little bit on that union thing. It says here that this is from... Justin Hood at the Union Observer. Okay. DHS had identified 170 identity fraud suspects as it wished to apprehend, but that the agency wanted to round up as many as 5,000 other workers because it further expected to apprehend persons who were engaged in a large-scale identity theft. This is what the union officials said. The total number of detained workers might be higher than 5,000. So the union is reporting that they talked to DHS, and they were told more than 5,000 people may have been picked up
in one day,
in six states.
Wow. No charges have been filed against. One of the Swift & Company, the company itself. And in a written statement, the president and CEO said the company has never knowingly hired illegal workers and does not condone the practice. Well, of course they're going to say that. Immigration officials last month informed Swift that it would remove unauthorized workers on December 4th, but Swift asked a federal judge to prevent agents from conducting the raid, arguing it would cause substantial and irreparable injury to its business. What do you think the Fed said to that?
Who cares?
Yeah. Swift estimated that a raid would remove up to 40% of its 13,000 workers. So, sounds about right, 5,000.
Yeah.
After a closed hearing, a judge on Thursday rejected Swift's request, clearing the way for the raids. The six Swift plants targeted Tuesday represents all of the company's domestic beef processing capacity and 77% of its pork processing capacity. You know, I wonder if there was any corporate warfare going on behind the scenes here. I mean, for instance, if you are operating six plants in six states and 40% of your workforce gets knocked out overnight,
you're in big trouble.
You're gonna have a hard time packing those boxes full of meat, shipping them to the supermarket distribution centers.
If your business hasn't been dealt a death blow, it's really close.
Yeah. So it makes me wonder if the competitors out there,
right,
the Swift & Company, sort of
has a politician,
tipped off the feds or
has a politician
like
or a bureaucrat in their pocket and said, hey, you know, Swift is just, they're eating our lunch too many times.
Yeah, they probably have their share of illegal immigrant workers, but like you say, they got a friend in politics, mm-hmm, who pulled some strings. Swift uses a government pilot program to confirm whether Social Security numbers are valid. Company officials have raised questions about the program's ability to detect when two people are using the same number. So this is one of the programs that's actually following this voluntary, as they call it, government program that we've talked about in the past, where there's a federal database of some sort, and I don't know how you call it in, or you go on a website. I'm not sure how you interact with it, but basically when you're hiring somebody, you run that person's Social Security number through this federal database, and it checks them to see if they are indeed a legitimate citizen. So this company was even playing by those voluntary rules, and they still got picked on. More's on the way here. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN eco-goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the stuff on the site is totally free, and that includes archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can go online and get them for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, as far back as an entire year, all on the house at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Liberty Forum, talking about a major police raid. Federal police, 1,200 people, more than 1,200 people were arrested. That's according to an article from today. You're estimating as high perhaps as 5,000 arrests, Mark?
That's what the union officials are estimating. That's I'm only reading it.
Either way, it's a tremendous dent in the workforce for Swift & Company, a meat manufacturer here in the United States. Six different locations were raided. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said Wednesday the investigation uncovered a disturbing front in the war against illegal immigration. Hey, that might be the first time I've actually heard that phrase used in the news.
What's that?
The war against illegal immigration.
I think it might be.
We've been we've been using it. Like,
right.
We thought that they were going to be calling this the war on illegal immigrants or the war on illegal immigration, and here it is.
I'm telling you, these other news sources listen to Free Talk Live for their prep.
And you know what happens when they declare a war on something?
What happens?
Watch out for your liberties and your wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at the war on drugs. The Fourth Amendment, pretty heavily eroded. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments, I think, also pretty heavily eroded by the war on drugs, destruction of states' rights, so-called. All of that's down the drain because we wanted to stop some people from putting chemicals into their bodies, which, of course, nobody was ever really stopped from doing it. In fact, we found out last night that the laws against marijuana don't have any effect on teenagers' use of marijuana.
No.
And before that, we had the war on poverty.
That's right. I believe that's still going on, isn't it?
Yes, but that started in the 60s.
Right.
So, you know, actually, we were able to show that to some extent, either they didn't have any effect on marijuana use, or they actually drove marijuana use up.
That's true.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Senator Wayne Allard in Colorado said, "I'm glad that ICE is enforcing our immigration laws in light of the illegal immigration crisis that we face across the country." Others called the raids heavy-handed and criticized the effect on families. Say a local Catholic priest said, "They're taking mothers and fathers, and we're really concerned about the children. I'm getting calls from mothers saying that they don't know where their husband was taken." Can you imagine how that, you know, how horrible that would be to have your loved one just disappear on you?
It would be terrible to have your husband or wife disappear and wouldn't know where they were. But imagine if mommy and daddy were picked up in the same sweep. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see any reason. These people are poor. There's a good chance that they drive Junior to school, drop him off, and then drive together in the same car on the same shift to the same meat packing plant and work together as long as they possibly can, and then go back, get Junior, and you know, go on home or whatever arrangements they have. It just makes sense to me that they would have one vehicle as opposed to two. I think it's very likely that there are children right now who haven't heard from, do not know where their parents are. Mm-hmm. This happened yesterday, right?
Yeah, this is, getting reported on today, it happened, yesterday.
Right. I think it's very likely there's just children just have no idea what happened to their parents, if they'll ever see them again.
Right, and that's a good question is, you know, what is it going to be like to try to reunite the parents with these kids? We know the feds don't care about that.
No.
If they cared about it, they would have taken some steps to find out where the kids were and pick them up at the same time. And I'm just saying that's if they had some semblance of humanity, mm-hmm. And I don't believe that they do at this point. Can you imagine? You've got 1,200 people at least that were arrested. So let's presume maybe half of them had kids. Let's just go with 500 kids. So 1,200 people arrested, 500 kids out there somewhere in six different states.
I think your numbers are mighty, mighty low.
You think they're low? Okay.
For 500 kids.
I was just being... Okay. So you think the number of kids should be lower?
Higher.
Really? With 1,200 people, how many kids do you think there would be?
Those 1,200 people are not married to each other, mm-hmm. so in all likelihood, maybe tops 5% of them are married to each other, mm-hmm. So the rest of them all have kids with someone else who's not involved in the scenario, and, you know, the lower your income bracket, the more likely you are to have had kids younger and have more of them.
Okay, well, let's say 600. Let's be conservative. Say 600 kids out there. Can you imagine the bureaucratic nightmare of trying to actually ascertain the identity of the individuals you've picked up and ascertain the identity of their kids and where they might possibly be at that moment? Because when they come home from school and find that mommy and daddy aren't there, hopefully they have a friendly neighbor or something like that that they could go and turn to and ask for some help. Who knows? I mean, can you imagine coming home from school as a 7-year-old and mommy and daddy aren't there and it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock? 5 o'clock, 6, you're getting hungry.
And mommy and daddy may not even want to tell the feds that they have kids or where they are.
Right, because the kids might be illegal, or they just don't trust the police.
There's no way this is going to work out well for these kids. I mean, either they're going to end up in the hands of the government. I mean, I suppose there are some exceptions. Some of them might end up in the hands of people that care and keep them quiet and keep them
hidden.
I
hope that's the case.
I hope that's the case, too. I just don't think it will be. 800-259-9231, tragic stories. We go to Renee in Denmark. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Wayne. Hello. Hello, Renee.
Nice. First time calling. Hi. Podcast listener.
Great. What's on your mind?
This Military Commission Act. I actually tried for a long time to get this story in the media, newspaper, magazines, TV, but no one, both in Denmark and Norway, do actually know about this story.
Well, not really. I mean, what's it matter to Denmark and Norway if American government is going around picking up their citizens, labeling them enemy combatants, and throwing them into military breaks?
Exactly my point, and it's actually scary because I've been trying to do this for like 2 months now, and I called 3, 4, 5 hours a day to different medias, and
what's the response? Actually, what do they say to you?
Actually, I got the latest front today from a Danish newspaper, and he actually told me it was how do you say it in English? It was a close down from the government, so no media could actually touch the story.
Wait, which government? The Denmark government? The government of Denmark?
Yeah, I don't have the facts, though, but it seems to be like... It's been in the news in blogging world and you guys for a long time now.
So your point is to bring it out for the citizens up there to where they could know that maybe this could happen in their country. I mean, was that the idea? Just so look what's happening in America. Don't let it happen here. Would that be the point?
Yeah. Also, that I've been actually an alien in for like 4 years at some point earlier.
You were what? An illegal alien? What?
In New York City.
You were?
I moved back in 2001 after the tower fell down.
Why did you move back? I just out of curiosity.
No, it was just dead in the city. It just fell down. Everything was just quiet for a long time.
Time to head back. Renee, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Sounds like a little bit of censorship maybe going on overseas. Interesting allegations. More coming up. You take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. An update on a dead old lady.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carfenic Minute. You can't transform a sow's ear into a silk purse, but designers can convert mules into automotive thoroughbreds. The question is, can the mules keep pace with technology? The answer, when I come back. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. Automotive mules are life-size physical prototypes that manufacturers have traditionally configured, built, and tweaked before production models are released. But wait, the whip of technology may put the mules out to pasture before they reach the starting gate. Since a single mule prototype can cost up to $500,000, and as many as 60 mules can be produced for a single model, it makes more than horse sense that today's digital engineers are now harnessing the power of supercomputers to simulate safety, drivability, and aesthetics, the triple crown of automotive design. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the bulletin board system, over 140,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting. It is free, like everything else is, at freetalklive.com. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive there.
If you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy for Christmas. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. It's a great stocking stuffer and will be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com.
Well, as we journey back to Atlanta, Georgia, you may recall, Mark, and Wayne, I don't know if you're aware of this story, but a few weeks back, there was a police raid in a lonely old lady's house. They kicked in the door at, I think it was about 7 o'clock in the evening. And she happened to have a trusty revolver nearby, not really knowing at age 88. That news articles differed as to whether or not she was 88 or 92. But either way, she was up there in the years. And as you might imagine, when you get that old, apparently the police didn't really imagine this because they actually, as we're going to find out, didn't do any research on the house that they were raiding. So they probably didn't even know there was an old lady inside. So, old lady, 90-ish years old, probably going to lose your eyesight a little bit by that time. Maybe your hearing isn't so great as it might have once been. So, as you might imagine, being a 80-year-old or 88-year-old woman with no husband, no family living around to speak of, just essentially somebody waiting to die, you might just want to defend yourself. You know, you're living in this kind of a scary neighborhood in Atlanta. You don't have a lot of money. You're just sort of subsisting by, and somebody kicks in your door at 7 o'clock. They're shouting. What do you do? You've got a gun nearby. What would you do, Wayne?
If I had a gun nearby, I'd probably hold it up and maybe shoot.
Yeah, well, she did shoot, and she shot three officers. Now, she didn't kill any of the officers. They all got bullet wounds, but they did kill the lady, shot her dead. And after the event, after it occurred, the cops came out and they said, well, you know, this is obviously tragic, but we were here on a legal warrant, and this woman shot at us, and therefore she deserved what she got. You know, you didn't really hear any sort of apologies coming out of the police.
Right. But, well, we had a legal warrant.
The no-knock warrant is what it was.
Well, that is pretty much what it was. And as we sort of explored the case, a little bit of new information came out, because as you might imagine, a lot of the local community members were pretty outraged by this. This was not
this little old lady's been shot to death in her home for doing nothing?
For defending herself.
Yeah.
In her home.
From what she perceived as most likely to be home invaders. And so the police said, well, we had a legal warrant. Okay, yeah, we didn't really find any drugs. But, yeah, we were illegally allowed to be there, and she shot, so we shot back. Okay, end of story. Let's move on. But there's a little more to it. As we revealed, about a week or so ago, there was an informant that came out making an allegation that the police had called him up after the fact, after this raid went on, called him up and asked him to vouch for the cops, asked him to lie, essentially, and say that he had bought drugs at that address. But now there's even more that's coming out. From the agitator.com, the credibility of the narcotics officers in the Johnston raid just took another hit. It was Fabian Sheets' third felony drug arrest in 4 months. But on the afternoon of November 21st, according to a police report, he was looking to curry favor. So he told the officers that they could find a kilogram of cocaine in the house at 933 Neal Street in Atlanta. That encounter led police to the home of Catherine Johnston, an elderly woman who lived alone behind burglar bars and kept a rusty revolver. When officers burst into the house just 3 hours after talking to Mr. Sheets, a shootout ensued that left the woman dead and 3 officers wounded. No cocaine was found. Sheets' arrest report made public on Thursday.
They really did some police work here on this one, didn't they? They really investigated what this informant said. They, did a lot of legwork. No, they took what he said as fact, busted in, figured they'd start shooting and let God sort it all out.
That's exactly what they did. Police say they
used... and it's just okay. It's because... You know, they
There's
are
a war our, on drugs, Mark.
They are our rulers, and we are their subjects. And as long as we act like that, everything will be fine. But, this is ridiculous.
It's outrageous. Police say they used Sheets' tip to direct a confidential informant to the Neal Street house, where he made a drug buy, leading them to conduct the raid. A man named Alexis White later came forward to say he's a longtime informant, and police asked him to lie after the shootings and say that he bought drugs at the address. Police will not say who the informant was. Just 2 hours passed between the time Sheets offered the tip and the time the police obtained the warrant. For us to believe what's written on that warrant, we would have to believe that the police took Sheets' tip, called up White, brought him to the scene of the raid, had him conduct a buy, wrote up the warrants, got the magistrate's signature, assembled the raid team, then commenced the raid, all in 3 hours.
That would be really fast.
Really efficient for a government bureaucracy.
That would be really efficient for anyone.
I'm pretty convinced at this point, says Mr. Balco, the writer of The Agitator, that Radley Balco, that is, that at this point, Mr. White is telling the truth. Now, White is the guy that came out afterwards saying that the cops asked him to lie.
Right.
The pieces fit together like this. The raid was conducted based on nothing more than a tip from Sheets, a convicted drug felon who was looking for leniency. Remember, it was his third felony drug arrest in 4 months. He was in trouble.
Yeah, big trouble.
And so, in the drug world, when you get busted, they give you the opportunity to roll over on anybody you possibly can. And as a result, they reduce the amount of charges that are going to be against you. And it's really just sad because it encourages, in some cases, brothers to rat out their own family members. You know, brothers to rat out brothers. And husbands to rat out wives. Friends to rat out friends. It's really sad. Well, going on, the narcotics officers then hid behind anonymity courts to afford to informants and fabricated the stuff about the buy. They took a shortcut. When the raid went bad, they chased down an informant that they'd used in the past, White, and asked him to lie to cover their butts, just as White says that they did. Now, think about it. If the raid hadn't gone bad, we never would have heard about it.
No, absolutely not. And that's what that means is they've done this before.
Oh, yeah.
It's just easy that way. You know, it's, man,
This is something
that's a lot easier than actually doing police work. Let's just write some stuff down and get the warrant.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a point that Radley Balco makes on his blog at theagitator.com, that this goes on a lot in America. It's just that we don't hear about it because it only botches up so often.
Sure.
When they kick in somebody's door, trash their house, and then leave, for instance, if this woman hadn't shot at the cops, and the cops had kicked in the door, trashed the house, gone through all of her possessions looking for this kilo of cocaine,
right,
and they couldn't find anything, they probably wouldn't have hauled in an 88-year-old woman. I mean, especially if they didn't find anything. Somebody that they didn't like, let's say they busted in your house, Mark, and they just didn't like your attitude, they might find some charge.
I can assure you that they wouldn't have liked my attitude if
right.
I busted in my house.
They would find some charge to throw at you, and they'd arrest you or whatever.
I think
it
would probably be aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer with a firearm would probably be the charge that they would drag me in for.
I wonder why that informant actually came out and told the truth.
I will explain why that happened here in a moment, and there is a reason for it, because you've got to ask yourself, why would he put his butt on the line? And anyway, so if they'd kicked in this woman's door, trashed her house, they would have just walked away and said, oh, looks like we got the wrong address. They never apologize for it. Never do they apologize. In any of the stories that we've ever looked at about police raids being botched up, them getting the wrong address, in this case, they had the right address. It was just bad information and bad, shoddy police work.
Well, they may very well apologize without the reporters around. I mean, it's not like
no one has ever said the police have apologized.
It's not like it costs them anything to apologize.
But they don't do it anyway.
I'm just letting you
know. They don't care.
Well,
they would have left.
But if they apologize and they get hauled into court, that can be somewhat of a public admission of
but
guilt.
But if they apologize and then you say they apologize and there's no one there to record it, it doesn't matter whether they apologize because, oh, I didn't apologize.
But, and even if they had apologized, they wouldn't have put the old lady's house back together. So she would have just had a trashed house. Really, she would have been really scared because of all the adrenaline that it inevitably would have been pumping. And it would have ended there. No one would have ever heard anything about it. But now we're going to find out why it was this informant did come out of the closet. It's pretty outrageous. War's on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, built-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line. For all your voiceover IP needs, packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff from us at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. You'll see the various different Free Talk Live t-shirts and Free Talk Live hats. We've got a Free Marketeer flag and a DVD classic archive sets, more, all there for you at store.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show and get some cool stuff that you can wear. I'm telling you, people are liking this stuff, Mark. I've not yet heard one complaint from anybody about the quality of the merchandise.
Well, now you will.
I want some Free Talk Live underwear.
Yeah, you know, people have been talking about that, I guess.
We'll get you some micro briefs, Wayne. Don't worry about it.
Like some Free Talk Live panties or something like that.
Leopard skin. Leopard skin Free Talk Live briefs.
I don't know. Although our colors are yellow and black, I don't know if we could pull that one off. Seriously.
You could just get, like, that fake leopard skin that would just be it would be only yellow and black, but it would look like leopard print.
I like to wear the first pair in honor of the Shrine of Female Listeners.
You'll have to keep that private, but yeah, you're absolutely welcome to do that.
I'm wearing some now.
800-259-9231. So we're talking about the story out of Atlanta with the 92 or 88-year-old woman, still not really sure how old she was when she was killed. She really didn't have much family. And the police shot and killed this woman after she shot at the police, after they raided her house, after they got a tip from a three-time convict in one, what was it, three times in 1 month here? Let's see, third felony drug arrest in 4 months. The informant here told the police, oh yeah, okay, I want less time in jail, so you can go raid this old lady's house at this location.
I'm sure he didn't even say old lady, he just said, you know,
this
here's an address. You know, 1257
933 Neal Street in this case. They did, they kicked in the door, killed this woman, found no drugs. And then they came out and they lied about some things. They came out and said that, well, we were supposed to be here. We had a legal warrant to be here, but as it turns out, again, they managed apparently to get the informant's information, get an undercover informant to go there, a different informant, to go there and buy drugs, allegedly, and then go get a warrant from a judge, put the raiding team together, go to the house and actually conduct the raid all within a period of 3 hours.
You know, it's
not
it's really
very likely.
It's really attractive to be able to get a kilo of cocaine. They really want to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're willing to say just about anything.
So they get out. They think that everything's going to be all right. Then they kill this woman, so they got to cover up. So they actually get an informant to lie about giving them the information to lie about going and making the buy. That was the part that the informant lied about in order to cover for the police. Because informants apparently do favors for the cops. You know, they want to be in the cops' good favor. As an informant, as an undercover buyer of drugs, they get paid for doing that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy lied for the police. Then he comes out and tells everybody that he lied for the police, which just completely threw the case to the wind. The police weren't expecting that to happen at all. And so, Wayne, you asked the question, well, why did this guy come out of the closet, reveal the fact that he's a confidential informant, not so confidential anymore now, and reveal the fact that the police asked him to lie? Well, as it turns out, they were trying to intimidate the man into cooperating. And apparently a tape of a 911 call released Thursday added a strange twist to the ever-changing tragedy. On the tape, an insistent and anxious-sounding man identified himself as white. Now, this is the informant. He told an operator, "I have two cops chasing me. They're on the dirty side. Two undercover officers." On the 911 tape police released Thursday, White said he was waiting for agents from the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to pick him up on November 22nd when he was approached by Atlanta police. He got into the car with them, he told the operator, but jumped out when he talked to federal agents by cell phone, and they told him not to get into the Atlanta police squad car. Quote, "They came and picked me up and asked me about that killing yesterday, but they're trying to play it off. So ATF told me, don't get in the car with them. By that time, then, I was already in the car with them." The operator sounded incredulous. "Okay, so you're calling the police to say the police are chasing you?" she asked. "Listen to me," the frustrated White responded. "I don't know who's on whose side. They're playing dirty. There's a lot of stuff going on."
It sounds like a movie.
Yeah, except it's real. If this call can be authenticated as White, we now know why he came forward. He was scared to death, and he probably had every reason to be. It'll be interesting to see if federal investigators can verify the conversation he says that he had with them as he was getting into the APD patrol car. And if so, holy crap, is S going to go down in Atlanta, says Radley Balco. Police in the article tried to dismiss the apparent lack of time between the tip and the raid, adding that officers can work through the details over the radio, meaning trips back and forth to the police station weren't necessary. Of course, even if that's true, the fact remains that police conducted this raid based on, at worst, a tip only from a convicted felon, and at best, on the word of a confidential informant they now say is a liar. There's simply no way this no-knock warrant should have been granted. Even if the slim window between the tip and raid isn't enough to make us believe the informant...
You know, this is the thing about... Basically, cops get whatever warrant they want.
Mm-hmm.
They just go to these judges, and the judges, you know...
Might
all
as well
they
just
long,
be a rubber stamp.
They just dish them out.
Yeah, why would the judge care to really dig into the details on a case?
So you send an informant in and you got the, you know, here you go. Clunk.
Well, wait. I mean, if he approves the warrant, it means they're going to come back with somebody in handcuffs. And the more people coming into his courtroom in handcuffs, the more secure his job is.
Right. You know, the lawyer or two that he really likes might get a judgeship too, because they'll need an extra judge or two.
Well, even if the slim window between tip and raid isn't enough to make us believe the informant over the narcotics officers, it still makes the cops look pretty bad. It shows that they did no corroborating investigation whatsoever before breaking down this woman's door. There was no kilo of cocaine, and there were no security cameras, which is apparently also what the cops claimed that the informant had told them. Of course, given that the officer Tesler involved in this case has already been implicated in lying about a traffic accident that he caused, and that the Atlanta Police Department itself also lied early on about an undercover detective conducting the buy that led to the raid, because they claimed later that it wasn't a detective but an informant.
Right.
The public would be wise to take everything Atlanta police say at this point with a heaping fistful of salt. As we continue to get more information on this very disturbing case, we will certainly bring it to you. We'd love to hear from you with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. And what can you do to prevent this from happening to you? Not a darn thing. Because if somebody wants to rat you out, rat out your house, and they happen to be ratting out your location to zealous, corrupt cops like this, get ready for your door to get kicked in. And if you dare to shoot one of those cops,
I might add that, you know, there have been some home invasion type robberies in the past where the guy's dressed up as cops.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, sure.
And
that's true.
And that's why if someone's going to come in my house, I want to see who they are right away. I want to identify them. I want to see a badge. I want to see a warrant. I want to see something. If somebody just busts my door down, I'm not going to look at what color their clothes they're wearing.
But they don't hand you the warrant. They don't come in and just stand in the entryway and hand you the warrant before they go into the rest of the house.
Right.
They come in kicking and screaming. I mean, it's got to be frightening.
Right. You're not going to get the warrant until maybe a half an hour of lying on your stomach.
Yeah.
With your hands cuffed behind you. Your dog's been shot. Your kids are petrified.
This is America, and we're living in it right now. It's really sick. 800-259-9231. Moxie is on the line in London. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Moxie.
Hiya.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm just wondering when George W. Bush is going to be arrested for mass murder.
Probably not going to happen, Moxie. The Democrats won the election in many places in the country. And
he got reelected?
He got reelected in 2004. And when the Democrats were elected here in 2006, they pledged to not essentially bring charges about for Mr. Bush. So they're all protecting each other.
And yet there's strong evidence to suggest that the World Trade Centers were blown up.
Well, I don't know. But I don't know how strong the evidence is.
The evidence is really strong.
Well,
it's pretty, like, when you got, like, 1,000 tourists pointing cameras at the World Trade Centers, and you can see, like, the pre-deck going off down through the floors before the collapse.
Yeah, that's probably just air compression.
Air compression.
Blowing out those windows.
Blasting out one-ton sheets of steel about 300 feet.
You know, we've certainly taken plenty of calls from people that believe as you do. I don't think it's going to really matter in the long term what happened on 9/11. What matters is what's going on with the government right now, and that is the government's getting bigger and more oppressive than it ever has.
Probably because of all the oil they're stealing out of Iraq.
Well, it's probably because that's what government does. Governments get bigger and more oppressive over time, and they're using 9/11 as an excuse to intrude in our lives. Moxie, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, how much control do we have over our governments?
Only as much as you would like to exert over them, collectively, between you and everybody else, which, as Mark said, isn't very much. In fact, we got a story for you coming up, Moxie. Thanks for the call. The United Kingdom. We talked about U.S. airports recently and how they've got, I think it's down in Phoenix or Tucson, something like that. They've got a backscatter machine, which shows you essentially an X-ray picture of anybody walking through it. Well, the United Kingdom's been busy with their security, protocols at airports, and we'll share with you what they've got planned for you coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Business.